Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He's currently facing three charges, but U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says that is likely just the beginning for 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen.
This was an attempted assassination of the President of the United States, with the defendant making clear what his intent was. And that intent was to bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could.
Saturday's chaotic encounter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. resulted in shots being fired. Allen is charged with attempting to assassinate the president, transporting a firearm across state lines, and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. An officer wearing a bullet-resistant vest was shot in the vest but is expected to recover. Secretary of State Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue for the Trump administration. And that's why it appears the U.S. will reject an Iranian proposal to release its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. ends its blockade of Iranian ports. The White House says the president's national security team has discussed the offer, and Mr. Trump will be addressing it later. Pomp and circumstance later this morning as British royalty is welcome to the White House.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla are being treated to a formal, elaborate South Lawn arrival ceremony with thousands of people in attendance to welcome them. The traditional military arrival will feature a 21-gun cannon salute and inspection of troops. President Trump and the King will then meet in the Oval Office. The royal visit comes amid strained relations between the President and Britain's Prime Minister over trade, NATO, and the Iran war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 151 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 180. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Redy.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Redy, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Redy, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to Redy.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Redy to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Redy.com. Or call 800-885-REDY, 800-885-READY.
Good morning, you're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a big wreck this morning south of Frederick, occurred overnight, and a tractor-trailer turned over 270 southbound around Route 80 in Urbana. And the word is from the scene that you can exit at 80, you can work your way back around the ramp, and then start down 270 again. But there's a big backup already south of I-70 on 270 southbound. We'll definitely keep an eye on that. Looks like a broken down tractor trailer here, kind of crowding the right lane southbound on I-95 in the city, right at 395. So far, there's no impact, but you'll stay to the center and the left-hand side. And northbound, right before the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there's some activity there on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the mid-60s. Rain should be moving out tonight. After that, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
47 degrees in White Marsh, 46 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a Virginia man was killed and six other people were injured early Monday after a mass shooting at an illegal car rally in Columbia, according to Howard County Police. Police said officers were called at about 5:27 a.m. April 27th to a parking garage in the 6700 block of Alexander Bell Drive for a report of a person shot. When officers arrived, they found one adult male dead at the scene, and Howard County Police identified him as Leo Noel Baladeras Arita, 24, of Falls Church, Virginia. An adult woman was taken from the scene with non-life-threatening injuries. Over the next several hours, police said four additional shooting victims walked into local hospitals. And state police have arrested a Carroll County man for a shooting at an Eldersburg restaurant. 52-year-old Matthew Hanks is facing two counts of first-degree assault and related charges. The shooting happened at around 9:30 Friday night when Hanks allegedly shot two men outside of the restaurant during an altercation. Both victims were taken to hospitals in critical condition. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 243. The pick four, 2563. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF and do it today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. They're my guys. Start you off with some Ravens news this morning. The team filling out its 90-man summer camp roster. Alongside the 11-man draft class will be numerous undrafted free agents, including Diego Pavia, the Heisman Trophy nominee, quarterback out of Vanderbilt, and center Nick Dawkins out of Penn State, who lined up next to the Ravens' first-round draft choice, Vavenga Ioane. Two Terps receivers dot the landscape as well, Octavian Smith out of Burtonsville, Maryland, and Jaleel Farouk from Upper Marlboro. O's news, the team was off yesterday after a tough weekend series against the Red Sox, dropping the final two after winning the opener on Friday night. The early season inconsistency of this team is maddening, and manager Albernaz was asked about it after the Boston series.
I mean, that's why we have the day one mentality. Every day you show up, it's a different challenge, different problem you're solving. You know, it's you're facing the best of the best every night. Our guys are more than capable of stepping up.
O's are 13-15. They face the Astros tonight at 6:35. Shane Boz will take his turn for Baltimore. Coming up in 30 minutes, what ultimately led the Ravens to Vavenga Ioane. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Good morning, everyone. Yes, Sean would start the show with the theme like that, Kristen. Welcome, everyone. Casey and Company, WCBM 680. I am Nino Mangione. I am filling in for Sean Casey this week, and I have to say it is quite an honor It'll be an honor to be here, I think, for the next, the whole week, from Tuesday till Tuesday. Sean Casey, he is Al. He's one of the best in the business. And anyone getting up like you and Sean Casey, Kristen, at 2:33 in the morning every day, certainly deserve a break. I think he's taking a vacation. I'm not exactly sure. Do you know where Sean went? Either way, I hope he's enjoying himself this week and gets some rest and relaxation.
He does. He does deserve it, and he gets up a little earlier even than I do. He's in the Palm Beach area.
Oh, you're going to Mar-a-Lago? Yeah.
He said, no. He said, I might drive by, but I don't think he has the membership. But Yes, exactly right. But thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Time sacrifice for sure when you're not normally on the schedule, but you did a great job.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Kristen. It's going to be a fun week, and we have a big show today. In just a minute here, I'm going to start kind of breaking down, I would say, some of the biggest takeaways from the legislative session in Annapolis. As some of you may know, if you do not, I am in the House of Delegates. I am in my eighth year, my second session. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're really going to dive in on the budget, on public safety, and some of the other policies that were passed this year, making Maryland really less safe, less accountable, less affordable. I mean, it really is another crying shame what happened, what took place this last 90 days in Annapolis. But I'll be breaking some of that down. If you care about your community and your family, your tax dollars, you're going to need to hear most of this show today. I'm going to just dive in on things like Towson crime, on Maryland's budget, these sanctuary state policies that are an absolute disgrace. Usually after a legislative session, Kristen, I try to take a chance to breathe a little bit, but not this year. It's an election year, as many of you obviously know, although I'm shocked at how few people remember that there is a Republican primary. I'm actually just going to take a second here. I mean, it is an election year, so I haven't had the opportunity to sit back and relax ever since the session. I'm running for the Baltimore County Council in North Baltimore County, which is areas like Lutherville and Hunt Valley and Cockeysville, the Hereford Zone, actually all the way over Jacksonville, Phoenix. It's kind of every corner of the district I've been trying to cover with these events, so it's keeping me very busy. I'll have more on that today. And like I said, what's happening in Towson, the crime, you're seeing these struggling businesses, and they're asking really the simple question, who the hell is actually in charge? What is going on? And for my district, for example, I really do want to focus on Baltimore County a little later. But Baltimore County is one election away from becoming, just like Maryland, a fully blown Democrat supermajority, just like in Annapolis. That's why my election, the elections on the east side of Baltimore County, is so important that we do not cede complete control to the Democrats here, and they would love nothing more than that. I mean, once that happens, everything changes again, just like Annapolis. You have the you think taxes are high now? Just wait. You think accountability is lacking now? Well, just wait. I have more on that in just a moment. But it is a pleasure to be here this morning with my friend Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, good morning.
El Nino. Welcome back.
Thank you, brother.
Because of you, brother, there's not going to be many hurricanes this year. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
We're looking live at the Bay Bridge, 3 lanes westbound, 2 eastbound, and everybody's okay all the way from there to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. Big wreck overnight, 3 o'clock this morning. Tractor trailer turned over south of Frederick, 270 southbound in Urbana at Route 80. What's happening right now is you have the big backup. You exit at Route 80. You make a loop and come back onto the interstate. You know that's not going to work because you have 3 or 4 lanes on the interstate now on one ramp. So we're backed up, and they're indicating, the new update says, they may be another 2, maybe 3 hours before that's cleaned up. So big delays coming south of Frederick. Nothing major. A couple of broken down vehicles near the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but no problems. JFX clear south of Ruxton Road, and you're doing okay all the way into downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority. Today, mostly cloudy. Chance for a few scattered showers, high in the mid-60s. Overnight temps in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, unfortunately, looks like rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. I was talking a little bit about Baltimore County and how we're at risk of turning into a super majority, just like Annapolis, where one party has total control. And what you get when that happens, there's no checks and balances. There's no real resistance. You get exactly what we see with the Democrat supermajority. You get higher spending. You'll have much weaker public safety policies and decisions, really, when that type of one-party rule is where you see the behind-closed-doors decision-making, no real accountability to the people actually footing the bill, paying for all of this. And Baltimore County, I would like to say we've always been a place that values balance politically, keep government in check, protect the taxpayers, but we'll see. We'll see what happens, because if you lose that balance, you lose complete control of your community. And when it comes to losing control, that is what has happened in Annapolis. That's what's happened here. I want to start to talk a little bit about some of the bills this session that passed or did not pass. And I want to get right into how I would say this was one of the most important bills of the entire legislative session. It's about as straightforward as it gets, especially here in Baltimore County, me running for the council here. It all stems around the inspector general having the authority to investigate fraud and waste and abuse inside the Baltimore County schools. Well, right now, if you're not familiar with this, the inspector general in Baltimore County, we already have that position. All right, we're already paying for this individual and their staff. The inspector general can investigate right now almost every county agency. But the one thing they cannot do is investigate the roughly $2.5 billion spent, that's your money, nearly half of the county budget, that is spent on education. And just think about how insane that is. It's insane. The largest pool of taxpayer dollars, and there is no independent oversight from the individual that is already overseeing all the other government agencies. And every last dollar that we would save, if there was a, if there happened to be waste, fraud, or abuse, or duplication of service, every last dollar would go towards whether it's roads, public safety, infrastructure, maybe some of the capital projects in the schools themselves, real priorities. But instead, that entire system, the entire Baltimore County school system, operates without what I would say is a true independent Baltimore County watchdog here. And the bill would have changed that. It would have actually brought real transparency, real accountability, real oversight where it is needed most. But what happens? What did the Democrat Party do? The Baltimore County Democrats, mind you, they killed it. No oversight, no accountability, no explanation. What is their explanation? Why would they kill allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to look into this? It really should stop and make you think. This bill, it had bipartisan support, by the way, in other aspects. I mean, Republicans did support it. The local councilmen, both Republicans and Democrats, other than one, I think, supported it. The statewide Inspector General for Education came out and said, yes, Baltimore County should pass this bill. Members of the Board of Education came out and supported this bill. And believe it or not, even the teachers' union, who I'm very critical of at times, maybe they just had their marching orders because they knew behind the scenes it wouldn't go anywhere. Who knows? But they even supported it. So let me ask you, how does a bill with that kind of support get shut down? How? I mean, who is pulling the strings here? Well, let me tell you. It was the Baltimore County Senate Democrats who decided to kill this common sense legislation. I mean, something this common sense, this necessary, this widely supported gets killed. You're not looking at good governance whatsoever. You're looking at a system protecting itself from scrutiny. And why, I have to ask you, why would the Baltimore County superintendent not be supportive of this? She's retiring now, Dr. Rogers. I am not sure why she wasn't coming out and saying in front of everybody, every media and every camera, why she didn't support more oversight. But there's a search for a new superintendent, and the first question, because like I said, Dr. Rogers is retiring. The first question, well, you know what? I want to add my thoughts on this in just a moment, but I'm going to name names of those who are responsible for killing this, and I'm going to say what I think about the next superintendent in Baltimore County when we come back. But right now, you're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and traffic.
There's a big wreck coming south of Frederick this morning. Tractor trailer, 3 o'clock this morning, turned over southbound on I-270 at Route 80 in Urbana. They've set up a detour, but it takes the interstate down to one lane at that point. The backup was almost back and maybe just now back to the ramp area at I-70. So, again, be prepared for that several hours before that roadway is back to normal once again. We're getting delays now. We're up to a little more than a 5 to maybe 7 minute delay. Southbound heavy traffic now at both the Harbor Tunnels. With the lanes moving, the west side outer loop buildup is already in place from 795 going down the hill, eventually breaking loose after the ramp at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today mostly cloudy with a chance for a few scattered showers. High in the mid-60s, overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. So before the break there, we were discussing the Inspector General legislation, the decision made by Baltimore County Democrats to kill the bill that would allow it. I also mentioned, so there is a search for a new superintendent. And remember, the superintendent of the Baltimore County Schools is very well compensated, I believe into the $300,000-plus range. And I would say the first question anybody on that committee should ask who's doing the hiring, do they support an independent, well, the ability for an independent IG to investigate our school system? If the answer is no, tell them to get out of the room. We're not interested. The people of Baltimore County are not interested. What they are interested in is trying to understand why the Baltimore County Senate delegation, why the hell they would vote this down. Senator Hedelman, I believe, was one of them. I think it was Senator Brooks, Senator Mary Washington. I don't have it all in front of me, but I believe every Senator Sidnor, every senator, Democrat senator in Baltimore County, other than Carl Jackson, to his credit, because he was one of the sponsors of the bill, decided that half of the Baltimore County budget did not need an inspector general. I was curious. I'm upset. I would have liked to have seen how the Baltimore County Democrat delegates would have voted here. I mean, the senators did their bidding. Thanks to those senators, there's less transparency, less accountability, and there's more control, again, concentrated in fewer hands with less oversight. And that's the direction that Annapolis has gone. And if we're not careful, that is exactly where Baltimore County is heading next. And I'll tell you right now, we can't afford that. Not with the crime we're seeing, not with the cost that families are dealing with. I mean, the future of this county is on the line, and we're going to keep breaking all of this down throughout the show tonight or today. And make no mistake, I mean, what happened in the legislative session is a warning sign in Baltimore County when you have our Baltimore County leadership making decisions like that. Just a shame. Let's see. I'll highlight a couple other things, like the Utility Relief Act. I mean, they come up with these great titles, relief. Finally, except when you dig into it, it was very weak. The Republican caucus did an excellent job here. They put forward, there were amendments across the board by Republicans for real relief for ratepayers, and every one of them was rejected on party lines. And I supported all those amendments and always have been against these radical green policies that helped get us into this awful situation we're in. Ultimately, what we ended up with was about, $150 a year in savings. That's it. I mean, I thought it's better than nothing, so I supported that. I mean, let me tell you, I've very rare, if ever, have I seen pieces of legislation in Annapolis that ever actually puts money back into Marylanders' pockets. So the old saying, something is better than nothing, but it's not real relief. It's a token gesture, basically, during an election year. And, I mean, I've fought against taxes and fee increases my entire time in the legislature, so any bill that returns money to your pockets, I basically say, yeah, I'll support that. I mean, I don't want to see them take another dime of your money. But at the end of the day, they had a real opportunity here. We have some of the highest utility rates in the country, and it is very much a result of failed green policies by the radicals in Annapolis, and the opportunity was squandered, but at least it was something, which is why I reluctantly voted yes. But again, I want you to keep every last dime of your money. In just a couple moments, when we're going to check in with the local news, and then we're going to get to some more from this legislative session. If you haven't been following along at WCBM, you probably have not heard about the Youth Charge and Reform Act. anybody that's actually awake knows how much juvenile crime is just rampant throughout the entire state. So what did Annapolis do? Well, when we check in, when we come back from the break, I'm going to inform you with a whole lot more. You are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. Let's check in with Maggie Hunter and the news.
Thanks. Good morning. The man convicted in a deadly Harbor East shooting has been sentenced to life in prison. Quante Spinks pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in February for killing Antonio Peoples and wounding the victim's girlfriend in the 700 block of Alisana Street in 2024. Investigators were also able to link Spinks to several other crimes, including another shooting, three carjackings, and a pair of armed robberies. Spinks' sentence also covers several other cases that he pleaded guilty to committing before and after the murder. And the Bel Air man charged with negligent vehicular manslaughter in a September crash is asking for a change of venue in his trial. The crash on Route 543 killed 16-year-old C. Milton Wright High School student Blake Elliott and seriously injured 17-year-old Zach Griffin. Attorneys for John Gaeta Jr. cited inflammatory, prejudicial, and false reports on the news and social media in asking that the trial be moved out of Harford County because the jury pool has been tainted. Gaeta's trial is scheduled to begin June 23rd. And Maryland 7th District Representative Kwasi Nfume has announced federal funding for the Second Chance Baltimore Citizens Project. The $500,000 federal grant will allow the National Center on Institutions and Alternatives to provide job training, wraparound services, employment counseling, and retention support for 50 formerly incarcerated people. The eligible participants will be able to receive training in their choice of careers, including auto mechanics and HVAC services. The Second Chance program aims to ensure that re-entry participants succeed, reducing crime, poverty, and recidivism. And Maryland State Police announced the arrest of a man in connection with a reported double shooting at a restaurant in Carroll County on Friday night. On April 24th, around 9:30 p.m., officers responded to a reported shooting at a restaurant located in the unit block of Liberty Road in Eldersburg. Once there, officers found two victims with apparent gunshot wounds. The victims were identified as Brooke Sandoval, 60, of Hampstead, and David Hopwood, 50, of Sykesville. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Already up to about a 10 to 15 minute delay and building southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 already is back to the Erdman Avenue ramp, and 95 is slow, especially in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That delay is now working its way back towards the bridge at Eastern Avenue. No big incidents, but already slow on the southbound side. The west side outer loop buildup is already there. 795 gets better after the ramp at Frederick Road. And a reminder, if you're coming south out of Frederick this morning, big wreck with a tractor trailer on its side from early in the 3 o'clock hour, southbound on 270 in Urbana at the interchange at Route 80. Very slow through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the mid-60s. Rain should be moving out tonight. After that, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As the O's get set for the Astros tonight at 6:35, concern over Kyle Bradish's slow start is beginning to mount. Especially concerning are the walks the right-hander has allowed. 17 and 30 innings this season. Works out to 5.1 per 9 innings pitched. It was duly noted by manager Albernaz in Sunday's postgame.
Yeah, the walks is, for any starting pitcher, it's always what you don't want. You had four of them today. He was behind to a lot of hitters, and it's tough to pitch that way.
Even. The Birds' number five starter, Chris Bassitt, leads the team in walks per nine at 5.5. AL East action last night. The Yanks were in Texas taking on the Rangers.
Drilled to left field and deep. That ball is gone. See ya. A home run for Judge as the Yankees go back to back and take a 3-0 lead.
On their way to a 4-2 win, Michael Kay had the call. On the Yes Network, Judge and Ben Rice go back-to-back. For Judge, his 11th of the year. For Rice, it was his 10th. With your top five quarterback about to turn 30, your Hall of Fame running back turning 33 the same week, and your premium pass rusher 32 in December, the Ravens' mantra at the NFL draft was now or never. The main motivator in drafting Vivenga Ioane, the player GM Eric DaCosta felt, would make the biggest impact in getting the team to the promised land.
We want to be a strong, imposing team. And, we probably haven't invested as many resources in the offensive line recently. I think other than probably Tyler Linderbaum, this is the first-round pick we've used in an offensive lineman probably since Ronnie Stanley.
Lamar was sacked 36 times a year ago. Much of it was up the middle, despite Jackson missing four games a year ago. Other NFL news, Hall of Fame linebacker Lawrence Taylor has been hospitalized for a stomach-related issue that does not appear to be life-threatening. The 67-year-old Taylor has been in the hospital for a week with no discharge date yet determined. NBA playoffs last night in Phoenix. The Suns trying to stay with the OKC Thunder.
Shea right back to work. Off balance, falling to the floor, off the glass, English and in. Come on.
Terry Gannon had the call last night on NBC Peacock. It was SGA all night. Gilgeous Alexander with a game-high 31 points, leading the Thunder to a four-game sweep, 131-122 last night over the Suns. And finally, Towson University renaming the baseball field at John B. Sherholtz Park to become Brooks Robinson Field. The venue is now known as Brooks Robinson Field at John Sherholtz Park. The naming comes following a gift from Robinson's son, Brooks, David, from Robinson's son, Brooks David.
It's a very special day. If my dad was here, I think he'd be very honored and pleased to see his name on the baseball field at John Sherholtz Park. My dad was one of the greatest third basemen of all time.
More than likely the greatest third baseman.
6:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank show. This is the golden era of fixed assets. Annuities and guaranteed lifetime income are paying the best rates in 40-plus years. If you have an annuity over 2 years old, the new products can pay your penalty to switch and are often guaranteed to outperform your current product. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Gary. Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number, and today we are breaking down a lot of the lowlights of Annapolis in the legislative session, and stay tuned. Coming up on the show a little bit later, we're going to dive deep into the state budget disaster and what in the hell is happening in Towson. I'll offer my take on that and how to fix it. And, Kristen, you may have the answer here, just so I know. But I believe the email is at AMs or text at WCBM.com if people want to text in the station.
So if they want to email, it's AM680 or at WCBM.com. Or they can text through the app.
Perfect. AM 680 at WCBM.com. Of course, that is right. You can go download at WCBM.com the Android or Apple app. Jonathan does an amazing job. It's fantastic. And you can text in the station. It'll go to the email. As a matter of fact, Marty has emailed in or texted in and says, we were talking about the school superintendent. Marty says, remember the top five ranking Baltimore County school officials are leaving. Something is up. Well, thank you, Marty, for chiming in there. Back to Annapolis. Public safety. I just mentioned Towson. Well, public safety, there was a bill, and they titled it the Youth Charging Reform Act. And this one should concern every parent out there, every business owner, every member of the community, because here was a bill that law enforcement across the state opposed. State's attorneys, I believe everyone, if not every single state's attorney, almost everyone, opposed this bill. And why is that? Well, really, I mean, it weakens accountability for these violent juvenile offenders. These violent juvenile thugs who have been, in many cases, wreaking havoc across Maryland. And, again, I mean, you have law enforcement and the state's attorney whose job are to go out there, and they do this every single day. They're on the front lines trying to keep Marylanders safe. For the most part, I mean, some of the state's attorneys, we may not always agree with them, but every state's attorney just about said this was a bad idea, and the Democrats passed it anyway. Matter of fact, not only did they pass it, this is one of the signature pieces of legislation by the Annapolis Democrats, Maryland Democrats. And this is at a time where places like Towson Town Center, we've seen it every week now, White Marsh Mall in Baltimore County, dealing with increased juvenile crime. Assaults, I mean, robberies, we know it's through the roof. But assaults and robberies and chaos where they're taking over parts of these malls. And here we are moving in the opposite direction. Why? And in this bill, serious, very serious offenses, like first-degree assault, and even certain gun crimes are being pushed back into the juvenile system, already overwhelmed, a system already struggling. And the current secretary, I mean, the previous secretary was an absolute disaster, Schiraldi. He should have never been hired. Governor Moore made a terrible decision to bring this guy in. He was a disaster. He held on to him for far too long. And this new lady, Tarantino, that came in, seems like a nice lady, but she just keeps talking about how great things are going. And the fact is, she's wrong. And the juvenile system, she's supported this bill. The juvenile system was already overwhelmed. There was no reason for it. And we kept hearing, well, Maryland, some of the Democrats, Maryland charges more juveniles than anybody but Alabama, something along those lines, one of the delegates said. And it's like, yeah, that's because there is more juvenile crime here in Maryland than most states, if not all states throughout the country. But I'm going to have more on this in just a moment. Let's check in Chuck Whitaker and traffic. Chuck.
Thank you, sir. The BW Parkway southbound is a report of a minor wreck near the bridge at West Nursery Road. I just looked at the camera, which is right at the Beltway. I don't see the impact on the ramps going south, but it doesn't mean it's not there. But just a heads up, in case you're taking the Parkway, you're going south of the Beltway and eventually down towards the airport cutoff. We filled in very quickly on the Beltway already this morning, 795 down the hill to Frederick Road. The Parkville side is already slowing at Hartford Road. The backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels, up to 20-minute delays, and building had no problems at all so far this morning, but we're backed up already back to Moravia Road on 95 and going back between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road on 895. A lot of slow traffic already. And then, of course, the big story coming out of Frederick, tractor trailer on its side in Urbana. We're down to one lane, southbound I-270 near the interchange at Route 80 with delays south of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. And today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today, mostly cloudy. Chance for a few scattered showers, high in the mid-60s. The overnight temps in the upper 40s, with tomorrow rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. I talked a little bit about how, later in the show, I'm really going to break down the Towson situation. But I was on Twitter about an hour ago, and making national news everywhere. It was all over the New York Post and several other high-profile commentators on Twitter, was the viral video of these juveniles fighting and beating the hell out of what looked like one individual, maybe like 15 of them, fighting and kicking and punching an individual, another child or juvenile, on the ground right outside of the Promenade apartment complex. I'm very familiar with the Towson area. I used to live in Towson. I went to Towson University. I loved my experience and time living and going to school in Towson when I went to Calvert Hall. I mean, this is my neck of the woods, so to speak. I spent most of my life right in that area. And to see an apartment complex like the Promenade, where it's, what, almost $3,000 a month, a luxury apartment, a great place to live, and to have, I don't know, 10 or 15 of these juveniles outside fighting, right on the sidewalk next to York Road, by the way, which is a terrible safety hazard. Thinking about that, you're driving in York Road, busy traffic, you look over, there's total chaos. I mean, somebody could have easily ran out, or the fight could have spewed over into York Road. But this kind of nonsense shouldn't be happening. It would never used to happen, and here it is. But then on top of that, what the Democrats did in Annapolis was pass this juvenile bill, and that doesn't deter crime or behavior like that. It only encourages it. And instead of standing with victims and standing with law enforcement, this type of policy prioritizes offenders. It's whether it doesn't matter if they're younger or older. It's the same mindset in Annapolis. And for the older criminals, unfortunately, what we see is extreme violence and, in many cases, repeat offenders walking the streets. And obviously, people are noticing this throughout Maryland. Businesses are noticing. Families are noticing. It's why people are not going to Towson like they used to at the Towson Town Center. And it's a crying shame. But in Annapolis, it gets worse, because we passed this sanctuary state bill. And again, I'll have more details on this later. I'll kind of break it down. But the legislation that was passed, it blocks law enforcement from cooperating with ICE, our federal immigration authorities, in key ways. Law enforcement, again, came out, asked us to stop this bill from going through. Law enforcement, brave men and women that are fighting these criminals every day, their leaders, law enforcement leaders, came to Annapolis to say this is a bad idea, bad policy. Democrats said, here's the middle finger, and we're going to pass it anyway. Another bill limited cooperation with ICE, federal law enforcement here, while at the same time, they actually threatened over $120 million in funding if local agencies don't comply. Think about that. That is so far from leadership. Threatening public safety dollars, putting the public at risk. I mean, all of this is happening while we're dealing with crime, costs, and multi-billion dollar structural deficits. And then they had a bill, believe it or not, many of you have probably heard this because it went nationwide. One of the bills would mandate menstrual products in all public restrooms, including men's rooms. One of the most absurd things I've ever heard in my 8 years, probably one of the most absurd things I've heard in my adult life. This at a time when the state is facing serious financial challenges. That's where the focus on some went. Believe it or not, I mean, we're lucky to kill this, but it was voted out of committee, made its way to the House floor where we stalled it. I mean, this is completely out of touch. It is so beyond the pale. And this is with Maryland families who are struggling. The costs throughout the state, the structural deficits. This is just a pattern, ladies and gentlemen, in terms of whether it's misplaced priorities like that, weak accountability, weak public safety policies. I stood against them. I voted for oversight. I voted for stronger public safety. I actually, and many of our Republican colleagues, pushed for real relief for taxpayers across the board. But at the end of the day, your safety, your community, your money, in many cases, squandered away in this Annapolis session. Maryland deserves a lot better. But I'm going to be continuing to break this down when we return. You are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company on WCBM.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilizing, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, bernieflowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM, 3 p.m., Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI. The last time...
I just wanted to sneak that clip in before we go to Chuck. Ilhan Omar, last time before... World War XI, Chuck.
Yeah, buddy.
Incredible.
It was awful, wasn't it?
It was a tough time for America then in World War
XI.
World War XI. That's
quite, no wonder her tax. You know, I think she did it intentionally. That way, she can say, "Look, I messed up my tax return."
There, yes, yes, yes. Just a couple of
$100,000. It was $30 million. But so what? What's the difference?
Unbelievable. What's going on with the traffic, Jeff?
Actually, it's a vehicle fire. Interloop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 450 and backed up already back towards Greenbelt Road. So the traffic leaving College Park and working its way down towards Central Avenue at 214. The right side of the road there was apparently affected with the vehicle fire, and the fire department is there. The update on the wreck on the BW Parkway southbound after the Beltway at Nursery Road was blocking at least one, maybe two, of the southbound lanes. The big wreck south of Frederick this morning, tractor trailer on its side, 270 southbound at Route 80 in Urbana. Both the tunnels already this morning backed up 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy with chance for a few scattered showers, high in the mid-60s, and the overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. So I said before the last break here that Maryland deserves better than what we're getting. We deserve a hell of a lot better. I promise you I'm going to keep fighting to make sure you get more actual accountability and public safety and transparency in my quest for Baltimore County Council with the election coming up June 23rd. There are less Democrats and less numbers of opposition there, so I believe I can have, hopefully, a greater impact. But I just want to let you know that taking my place, hopefully, will be Chuck Murphy. He's running for delegate in District 42A. He's fantastic. A true fighter. Kevin Ford trying to take my place in running on my team, District 42 for Senate. These are common sense conservative guys. They'll go to Annapolis. They're going to do the right thing. And it's amazing. These guys, like Pat Dyer running for Baltimore County Executive on our slate, Jeff McDonald running for delegate in 42B, these are guys that, again, common sense, conservative guys sacrificing from their daily lives to run for political office, doing the right thing because they're tired of sitting back and hearing about these things. But they want to get in the fight, and God bless them for it. I've assembled this team of people, and they're willing to get involved at a crucial point in their lives, not just professionally. I mean, these are guys sacrificing from their careers, but their families as well. I mean, Pat has four kids. Kevin has four kids. Chuck Murphy has a story. Wait till you hear him. We're going to have him on later in the week. But I just wanted to make a mention there. Coming up later on the show, as I mentioned, we're going to discuss some of the impacts from the illegal alien legislation that took place. I said Towson. I'm going to break all of that down. I'm really going to dive deep into the budget in a little bit here. But before I do anything else, let's check in with the email. This one, actually, this is a great point here. This is from Ann, who's emailed into the station. Remember, you can email in or text in. The email is am680@wcbm.com or download the WCBM app where you can text the station. But listen to this point she makes. Good morning, Nino. As a lifetime Catholic, I am sorry to say it's time to stop contributing to the Catholic Church and other religious entities that are enabling illegal aliens. If Annapolis ignores its constituents, then our only recourse is to stop the money flow. We can't afford it. That is Ann in Annapolis. Well, that is a great point, and she's not wrong. We have rule of law in this country that is being ignored by institutions. It's been ignored for decades by our federal government. In Annapolis, it's even worse, where not only is the rule of law completely ignored, but they actually encourage the lawlessness. They pass sanctuary state bills. They pass legislation to make it easier over the years, I mean, to get a driver's license if you're illegal, in-state tuition if you're an illegal alien. Constant policies to make it more difficult to get illegal alien criminals out of our state. And you wonder why the hell people are leaving in droves. I'm going to have an entire list here I'm going to break down next hour of some of the lowlights in terms of, for example, 2.3 million people left Maryland from 2010 to 2023. Do people pick up and leave when things are going great? Now, matter of fact, in 1 year, just 1 year, this is according to the Comptroller's report, 2022, 164,000 people left. Think about that. And here's what's perhaps even more important. They took $10.2 billion in income with them. I mean, the comptroller herself called it a calamity. Well, let me tell you something, dear Madam Comptroller. It's the Democrats, your party, that you were a part of. The Democrats are the calamity. Westmore's administration is the calamity. And it is exactly what happens. I hark back to the very beginning of the show when there's unchecked one-party rule in the state of Maryland. But you're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The 31-year-old California man accused in the attack outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. last weekend, he's in a heap of trouble, facing three charges.
The first count is attempted assassination of the President of the United States. This count is punishable by up to life in prison.
Acting U.S. Attorney Todd Blanche.
The second count is interstate transportation of a firearm to commit a felony. This is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And the third count is discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence, which is punishable by a mandatory minimum term of imprisonment of 10 years, a maximum of life, and the 10 years is consecutive to any other sentence imposed.
The U.S. Attorney for D.C., Janine Pirro, says Cole Thomas Allen could face additional charges. She says there's no doubt that he had planned to assassinate President Trump, take out as many high-ranking administration officials as he could. Britain's King Charles has a jam-packed schedule in Washington today following a grand White House arrival ceremony and Oval Office talks with President Trump.
For only the second time, a British monarch will address the United States Congress. King Charles will follow in his mother's footsteps this afternoon when he speaks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Queen Elizabeth II addressed Congress in 1991 after the first Gulf War. Then this evening, the King and Queen will be guests of honor at a state dinner at the White House, hosted by the President and First Lady.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The Trump administration appears unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. That's because the Iranians are apparently still not willing to abandon their nuclear pursuits. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Right now, the Dow futures are up 116 points, NASDAQ futures down 186. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Big wreck early this morning and still a big delay south of Frederick and coming into Montgomery County was a tractor trailer. 315 this morning turned over southbound on 270 at Route 80. That's still a big problem there with only a single lane getting by at the accident scene. There's been an update on the wreck on the BW Parkway. We thought initially it was south of the Beltway. It's closer to the bridge at 895, so traffic from the city line coming down to the Beltway heads up for that. The wreck was in the right lane, and apparently now there's a new issue, possibly a deer struck northbound on 295 near 197 in Prince George's County. We had a vehicle fire within the last 30 minutes on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 450 in Prince George's County. 25-minute delays already this morning southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the mid-60s. Rain should be moving out tonight. After that, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in Owings Mills and 46 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the fight over Governor Moore's military records is quickly becoming a defining issue in Maryland's 2026 governor's race, with multiple challengers now demanding full transparency and offering their own records for scrutiny. Two Republican candidates, Ed Hale and John Myrick, are escalating pressure on Moore to release his complete service record, framing the issue as a test of credibility as the governor's national profile continues to rise. And the governor recently signed an executive order banning state employees from placing bets on prediction markets using insider information. The citizens of Maryland deserve a government where state business is conducted truthfully and honestly, free from the existence or perception of any corruption or misconduct, the executive order said. According to the order, state employees cannot engage in financial transactions, including transactions made on prediction markets using non-public government information obtained through their state employment or contractual relationship with the state to benefit themselves financially or to further any private interest. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 243. The pick 4, 2563. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. And those are my guys. Birds open the three-game set with the Astros tonight at Camden Yards. A tale of two players going in opposite directions. On the upside, Sam Basayo putting together some impressive at-bats for the Birds.
The Orioles have not put a runner at second base today. That might be about to change. Samuel Basayo's getting it to every base.
Boy, does he make it look easy when he makes contact.
Kevin Brown and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer had the call on Mass, and that was Sunday against the Red Sox in a 5-3 loss. Basayo now 9-for-17 over his last four games, a double, two homers, and four runs batted in. Now, on the downside, center fielder Colton Cowser batting just 200 with 20 strikeouts in 55 at-bats. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias was asked if he would consider sending Cowser down.
I wouldn't say anything like that. I mean, you know, he's frustrated. We know the talent level's there. He's frustrated. You know, right now, he's helping us, and we need him on the team. So I think.
Meanwhile, the first step in acclimating rookies, whether draft picks or undrafted free agents, to life in the NFL begins Friday, May 1st for the Ravens, when the team invites all of its first-year players to rookie minicamp. Among them will be second-round draft pick Zion Young.
I'm a fan of Baltimore, period. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of the way they play, how fast they play. I'm looking forward to bringing the Super Bowl back to Baltimore. However it takes, I got to be the kicker. I'm looking forward to that.
The standout edge rusher from Missouri earned 2025 first-team All-SEC honors after transferring from Michigan State. The year before, he also was voted the player of the game in the Senior Bowl. Coming up in 30 minutes, Eric DaCosta getting his mojo back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company on WCBM 680. I will be in for the next full week, actually. I'm in the rest of this week, and I believe Monday and Tuesday of next week. Sean Casey, well-deserved time off. Remember, you can tune in to the station, of course, on the AM dial, 680. You can also listen live at WCBM.com on the stream. Download the WCBM app where you can pretty much listen almost anywhere in the world. And again, the call-in number 410-922-6680 is the call. We're going to take Tom and Hamden in just a second, but I also want to encourage people, you can text in the station on the mobile phone app. You can also email am680@wcbm.com. And I do want to check, although he's already emailed in, but I think he makes an excellent point here. Marty, clearly listening out there. This sums it up, ladies and gentlemen, because what he's saying in this email he just sent is exactly right. He says, don't leave out that Democrats killed the bill that would make stealing a gun or possession of a stolen gun a felony. Ladies and gentlemen, they have done this for my whole entire legislative career. In the last 8 years that I've been there, eight sessions, they've yet to do a damn thing about stealing a gun. And yet they come after law-abiding gun owners every session. But Marty's email here says it continues, yet the statistic says approximately 25% of guns used in a crime were stolen. He says lawbreakers were the biggest winner in Annapolis, and the biggest losers are the law-abiding citizens of Maryland, who Wes Moore doesn't, well, he uses a little acronym here, but he basically doesn't care about. But here, this is very important. Listen to this, because it's true. No statewide inspector general passed. No IG for Baltimore County Schools. I touched on that. Maybe I'll hit on it again later. But no cooperation with ICE. Protection for juvenile criminals. And protection of those who steal guns and use stolen guns in their crimes. The Annapolis Democrats have pushed this state too far, ladies and gentlemen. But let's move on and take a call from Tom in Hamden. Welcome to the show, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Nino. I've appreciated you. I can't believe it's 8 years. It seems like you've been down there 2 or 3 years to me.
Hey, I agree, Tom. I agree.
Sadly, you're a lone wolf crying, howling in the wilderness. I believe you have common sense, and I believe you're from the practical party, but there's not many of you down there. Nino, I was watching the video on Channel 45, another one. I mean, we've seen these over the years. And it came to me that it looked like a pack of jackals in the Nairobi desert doing their thing. That's what it really looked like. They were all circling around and kicking and throwing their arms, and there was one victim down on the ground that I could see. And then I thought, wait a minute, they're worse than jackals, because jackals wouldn't knock down another jackal. The jackals would just be doing that to get food. And so, anyway, they're even worse than jackals. I'll have to come up with another name for them. But I have a solution for the malls, what they should do, what society should do. We should ban anyone under 21 years old.
Tom, hold that thought, because I want to hear what you have to say. We're going to check in with Chuck Whitaker, and then we'll get right back to you, Tom. Stay on the line. Chuck?
Yep. The southbound side of both the Harbor Tunnels, 25-minute delays, and nothing wrong at the tunnels. Hasn't been anything wrong since 6 o'clock, but we're backed up all the way back to between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road on 895, and 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. So that's a lot of traffic coming south. and eventually has to go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then it's heavy again south of Camden Yards on 95, working your way out to eventually to the Beltway. So it's slowing at Washington Boulevard, gets better as you get down towards 695. So you run out of a backup, and then you run into another backup on 95 southbound. Also, if you're taking the ramp from 95 south onto the BW Parkway, there's an accident on the parkway near the bridge at 895. That's north of the Beltway. That wreck was blocking the right lane. We still have delays south of Frederick and a tractor trailer on its side, I-270 southbound at Route 80 in Urbana. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast mostly cloudy with chance for a few scattered showers, high in the mid-60s. The overnight temp in the upper 40s with tomorrow rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. So Tom is on the line. Thanks for holding. I want you to take your time. And this is a very important topic I'm going to dive into a little later also about what's happening in Towson. But I want to continue this conversation about juveniles committing these crimes. Almost seems like there are no consequences whatsoever. Tom, go ahead.
Well, okay, we say juveniles and, you know, kids and children and all that. But these are not normal kids and children and juveniles. And the way their actions are just not normal. I believe what we should do, we should ban anybody under 21 years old from the malls or the mall parking lots. And that would be countywide, at least should be statewide, but at least countywide. And on the first offense, it would be an absolute trespass. And we'd get their names, we'd get their addresses, we'd get their guardians. Usually they don't have parents, they have guardians, grandma, etc. And on the second one, they would get 60 days in a detention center, and it would be absolute. And after about a month of them realizing that, and about 19 of them going away for 60 days, I think that would eliminate that. The only problem is we wouldn't know then where the jackals would go. They would go somewhere else, and then there would be another problem somewhere else in the county, because we're not really dealing with the solution, you know. The solution's just too big for any legislature to handle right now. But that would be the solution for the malls, and I think the malls, to save the malls, they should do it. I know my daughter-in-law and her son, my grandson, used to go to Towson, but in the last year, they used to love to go there and eat lunch and things, and they don't do it anymore. And for the reason, they haven't been accosted, but the reason they watch television, they hear what's going on, and they don't want to get involved with that. So they go somewhere else out in Timonium. But something has to be done, and quick, because Towson Mall is dying. You know, back in my day, Mondawmin Mall was a great mall way back in the city. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It was a top. And, of course, for the last 40 years or so, it's been nothing. So that's what's going to happen to the Towson Mall, and it's a daggone shame.
Tom,
but I appreciate you, Nino.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tom, for the call. You're absolutely right. It is a damn shame, and the fact that we've seen this happen elsewhere before should be used as a blueprint as to what to make sure doesn't happen going forward, which is at a point where we need zero tolerance. We can't keep living like this. We don't have to live like this. What we have is no consequences, and it equals more crime. And when juveniles face almost little to no accountability, this just escalates. Then you have repeat offenders cycling through juvenile systems with minimal intervention. And this is also the same, by the way, for adults. But the catch-and-release policies, sending a message that really the rules don't matter. And all the while, the victims are being forgotten here. While these offenders, they're given this endless second chances. But the thing is, the victim now is no longer just... And I say just, I don't mean it like that, but it's not just the individual that's been victimized. But it's in this case in Towson, we're seeing the victims being business owners, the mall, the property owners. These are small business in many examples, but even the larger business. I mean, Apple, obviously the biggest company in the world, but even Apple, the biggest company in the world, has said, we're done here. The stupid decision to unionize. But what we're seeing also is the community as a whole becoming a victim. And the parents and the communities, they're left dealing with the fallout of a broken system. And the weak accountability creates more hardened criminals tomorrow. And public safety declines. There's not a deterrent. The juvenile system's overwhelmed, like I said. And yet they push legislation to push more violent juveniles towards the juvenile system. That's not accountability at all. If we had real reform, it would mean consequences and actual structure, support, not excuses here. I'm going to dive a little bit more into Towson later on in the show. Like I said, the budget talk's coming up as well. I'm going to dive deep into the Maryland budget, what I think we can do to save Towson, the illegal alien problem, a whole lot more to come up. And when I return, we're going to go back to the phone calls. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Herb and Easton, stay on the line because we're going to get right to you when I return. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company on WCBM.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
When we've watched a president who's now had the greatest assault on black female employment, when we've seen the president of the United States trying to ban books, change our history, minimize our history.
That's right.
You're out of touch. I'm out of
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday, a Democrat No Kings protester who gave money to Kamala Harris repeating the words of Democrats like Tammy Raskin and Ted Lieu.
Oh yeah? Well...
In his manifesto before attempting to shoot up the White House Correspondents' Center, and MSNBC can't figure out what it was all about. I know!
Maybe there is no intelligent life out there in the universe after all.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and traffic.
There's a new wreck in the city. It's right alongside Druid Hill Park in that area. Auchentorally Terrace, one of the nicer names in the city. Auchentorally Terrace and Gwynns Falls Parkway, a couple of vehicles involved. The accident on the BW Parkway was still a problem if you're coming south from the city-county line. You're working your way down through what would be Lansdowne on your right-hand side. And before the Beltway, the accident was there near the bridge at 895. And then we've had several problems earlier towards the Capitol Beltway. The vehicle fire was out on the inner loop near the ramp at 450 towards Annapolis Road and down through there. That's still recovering, and that's still going to be a problem. 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes moving, and it looks like there may be a new minor accident from Baltimore County at Route 7 and Golden Ring Road. That would be just inside the Beltway on the Rosedale side. No change on the wreck coming south from Frederick County. 270 southbound still affected at Route 80 in Urbana. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. And the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly cloudy, chance for a few scattered showers with the high in the mid-60s. The overnight temps in the upper 40s with tomorrow looks like rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. So we're going to go to the calls here, and one of the just the most important topics faced in the Maryland General Assembly, yes, Herb wants to talk about tampons in the men's room. Go ahead, Herb.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm a retired engineer and data analyst, and my wife was a psych major. And I learned a lot of things from her over the years, and I reflected on a number of things I learned over many years. But it's important to liberals and progressives to do this, even from a conservative perspective. It's foolish expense, because it influences the way children growing up think about their culture and helps validate the radical left's assertion that the gender and all this other stuff that goes with that is fluid, and there's more going on there, even though the oldsters who are dying off disagree because they're old-fashioned. It's a cultural influence. It's important for a cultural influence. And I'll give you a couple of examples from the past how this worked. When I went to Ohio University in 1962, in the fall of 1962, the men's and women's the counselors, the dorm counselors, the people who are doing the review for the new people coming in, were pushing the sexual revolution and to ignore the standards of the past to influence the new ones coming into college. That was going on. Something else that I remember from a discussion when I was a child, young child, between my father and our family doctor. Because I remember going downtown in Cleveland, Ohio, in the public restrooms, like in downtown Terminal Tower, where it was the train station and all that stuff. The public restrooms, the toilet seats automatically went up, and there was a receptacle that held them that had ultraviolet light that sterilized the seats, because in the late 30s, the medical community had determined that sexually transmitted diseases could be transferred on toilet seats. The liberals came around in the 1950s and argued that was an unnecessary expense because it didn't happen that way, that everything was through sexual activity. So they took those all away. But the transmission of STDs went up after that, and then you had to use more penicillin, but then the argument in court went away that, no, I don't know how I got it. I wasn't involved in sexual activities. And divorces went up. These were cultural shifts where liberalism, for its goals and motivations, was destroying practical knowledge that already had been gleaned.
Well,
the whole gender thing right now, it's been for over a century, people have known it's XY and XX. You know, but the liberal agenda is going contrary to science and contrary to logic to push their agenda, because that's the most important thing for them.
Well, Herb, thank you very much for the call. You make a lot of good points. It is a cultural, from a cultural standpoint, to promote this idea to put menstrual products in men's room is trying to, it's absurd, and it rewrite just what we all know are the facts here, but it's also at a time when Maryland is facing multi-billion-dollar deficits. where people expect their leaders to actually stay focused on real core responsibilities. So there's both a cultural shock to this, and on top of that, a level of financial mismanagement that it's hard to even fathom that that's what state lawmakers would be focused on. But yes, your points are well taken. The attempts by Annapolis Democrats, Democrats across the country, I mean, you've seen it with having boys playing girls' sports, teenage boys going into the girls' room under this guise of transgenderism. Again, another failure of basic common sense leadership, where priorities have been totally warped. And this is not by just somebody coming on the radio or some liberal activist group, which there are many of. These liberal activist groups are actually controlling the elected officials in Annapolis. That's why Casa de Maryland has so much influence, an illegal alien front group. That's why these radical cultural groups have so much influence, teachers' unions, all of the above. Well, you're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. Let's check in with Maggie Hunter in the news.
Thank you. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that concerns about crime around Towson Town Center are growing after an armed carjacking in a parking garage near Macy's over the weekend, as shoppers and residents question whether safety issues are contributing to a wave of store closures and vacancies inside the mall. Baltimore County Police said the carjacking happened at about 3:30 Saturday afternoon in the garage next to Macy's. A victim reported that two known individuals pointed weapons at him as he walked to his car, then took his vehicle. Investigators said they've identified the suspects and are working to obtain warrants for their arrest. An alarming student fight caught on camera at a school bus stop in Towson. Now, five juveniles have been charged with second-degree assault, and a victim is trying to heal. But one parent says this fight should not surprise anyone. The warning signs were there. The school was made aware, but administrators did not do enough to stop it. Project Baltimore's obtained video from November 2025 recorded on a school bus by a Dumbarton Middle School student. The video shows the school bus moving while students are in the aisle screaming and fighting. Among the chaos, a voice can be heard telling the students to sit down, but that voice is ignored. And despite its failure to comply with the federal consent decree, city leaders are proposing the elimination of 144 positions at Baltimore's Department of Public Works. The proposed budget, released earlier this month, calls for the reductions primarily in the city's stormwater and wastewater utilities. The city entered into a federal consent decree 25 years ago, which requires a massive overhaul to its aging sewage system. However, the city has yet to comply and recently asked for a second extension in order to ensure compliance. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heavy traffic and still backed up southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, anywhere around Moravia Road on 95 and 895 south. 25-minute delays, at least, with the heavy traffic going south. BW Parkway leaving the city. The wreck earlier was near the bridge at 895. That was crowding the right lane. There's a new wreck. This is going to be a local wreck. I want to give you the heads up for this. It's near the Patapsco State Park. It's on a little road called Thistle Road. Thistle Road between River Road and Frederick Road, but a vehicle is on its side at that location. A lot of equipment on the scene, so if you're in that area, not far, right outside of Elk Ridge, want to keep an eye out for that. JFX is running okay. All the normal delays are out there along 695, and a big delay still south of Frederick with a tractor-trailer wreck from early this morning on I-270 southbound, coming down to Route 80 in Urbana with delays south of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the mid-60s. Rain should be moving out tonight. After that, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Fan base starting to talk about two of the Orioles stars, and not in a positive way, Trevor Rogers and Gunnar Henderson. After the stellar 2025 campaign and his start this year, Rogers' performance has declined with an ERA of 9.53 over his past three starts, raising his season ERA from 1.89 to 4.75. The left-hander was asked how hard it is to avoid the temptation of going back to the drawing board and starting from scratch.
It's really hard. Frenchie and I had a really good discussion after my bullpen in Kansas City, and I probably did too much as far as throwing too many pitches outside of my usual comfort zone. And he's like, there's no need to do that. Stay within your process. You're really good at doing that. So you kind of had that hard talk that I needed to hear. And
meanwhile, Gunnar struggling with 16 strikeouts in 39 at-bats over his last nine games.
I like to take some of the responsibility. I hadn't really been getting on base for the guys behind me, and I feel like being able to do that, I just got to keep working my butt off. So I like to take some of the responsibility for that. But
24-year-old is striking out at a 31% rate. That puts him on pace to strike out a whopping 237 times this year. Now, Henderson's strikeout rate dropped in each of the past three seasons. It was a career-best 21% last year. Meanwhile, MLB action last night. The hits keep coming for the Gilman grad.
High drive, deep right field. It is very gone. What a blast to right field for Gavin Sheets. Holy Sheets!
Holy Sheets is right. The great Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Sheets, the son of Larry Gilman, class of 14, his fourth of the year. Second in the last four games, helping the Padres to a 9-7 win last night over the Cubs. Ravens general manager Eric DeCosta earned respect from the national media over his draft this past weekend, effectively turning the page on the Max Crosby debacle last month. DeCosta telling the media what the deciding factor is for him when he gets to the point of pulling the trigger on a draft choice.
But a big part of the process for me is really meeting with the players, and that's really a way for me to, you know, separate these guys. I mean, you know, I've been blessed to be here 30 years, and I can't imagine how many players I've met, but you start to build up a bank of memories and different interviews and different players and things. And
DeCosta saying later his interview with Venga Ioane reminded him of his interview with one of his favorite Ravens of all time, Haloti Ngata. The time now is 7:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione. You are listening to Casey and Company on WCBM. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. And I believe at 7:45 we will play Choose Your Fake News. So give us a call again, 410-922-6680, if you want to be a part of it. I'm not sure what today's prize is, but as usual, we have great giveaways for the winner. We'll see how Kristen gave me a look. She's not sure either. It's all right. We'll figure it out. But anyway, you can call in 7:45. We'll be playing Choose your fake news. I just stumbled upon, it's worse to actually watch this one video, but I just thought it was worth the play over the air here, because this governor, his performance, you have to actually see this video. He's waving his finger. To his credit, these people make these nice fake performative videos. They look nice. They sound nice. But let's play the tough on crime governor, Westmore, and see what he has to say, what he's focused on right now. Let's take a listen.
Not on my watch. From day one,
not on his watch.
I have been crystal clear. I work for the people of Maryland and nobody else. So I am banning state government employees from using insider information to profit on prediction markets, because public service is a public trust. We're already hearing about how public officials in the federal government have allegedly already used insider knowledge to profit from U.S. military operations. Listen, this is a betrayal of public trust, and it will not be happening in the state of Maryland, not on my watch. The people of Maryland deserve a government that works for them.
Yes, not on his watch. And he releases this video, clearly well-produced. I mean, this is the most performative governor in America, ladies and gentlemen. He's out there talking about these prediction markets like it's some type of urgent statewide crisis. He's waving his finger, not on my watch. I mean, okay, so there's like two or three examples in the federal government. One was a soldier, mind you. I guess something with Venezuela. And we know they should not be allowed to do it. And I agree there. Obviously, they should not be allowed to do it. But it's not some statewide crisis in Maryland. Like, for example, the actual issues we're dealing with that are real in Maryland. Ongoing failures. Where are you, not on my watch, Mr. Governor, about the audits that have exposed problem after problem in the state of Maryland, in our state government, and how it functions. And nothing changes. Where were you when the Baltimore County politicians that I mentioned earlier, Mr. Not on my watch, the Baltimore County Senate Democrats who would vote against a bill to let the Inspector General in Baltimore County investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in our county? Where were you about the bill that would have led to a state-level Inspector General? Not on my watch. We still don't have a true independent watchdog looking over the state and Baltimore County funds when it comes to education in Baltimore County, and we need a statewide Inspector General throughout the entire state government. But instead of fixing any of that, he's sitting there and he's putting a video out there trying to act like some reformer. And again, not on your watch. This is the same time the Maryland Democrats I just mentioned pushing this soft on crime, juvenile crime bill. Terrible. He's signed legislation about emergency bill on his watch to stop cooperation between law enforcement and ICE. I mean, this after we've seen serious crimes committed by illegal aliens. I say serious crimes. The most heinous crimes, murders by individuals who have should have never been here in the first place. But here he is with this performative video acting as if somehow it's a real threat to the state of Maryland and our future by going after these gambling markets or whatever, poly markets, on inside information about state government. Give me a break. Maybe the question is, or the bet is, when will the next state audit be released with another failure? All right, let's, we'll hold on, stay on the line, Hamilton. We'll get to you in a few minutes, and then we'll get to Linda in just a moment for Choose Our Fake News. But remember, coming up at the top of the hour, I am going to break down the details of the state budget. I'm going to break down my take on Towson crime all at the top of the hour. And in a moment here, we're going to check in with Chuck Whitaker. But ladies and gentlemen, we're having a lot of fun today. Remember the phone number, 410-922-6680. And we'll be taking your calls throughout the rest of the show. But I do want to check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update with today's traffic.
Thank you, sir. Brought to you as a service of Mid-Atlantic Mushroom Company in Essex. Northbound 95 now is slowing in the construction zone. We always say they like to work during the rush hour. They block the left-hand lane. northbound in Harford County at Route 24. There's almost a mile backup right now on the northbound side. Totally ridiculous, but they do it every day. We're still busy coming out of Frederick County this morning. An overturned tractor trailer, 3 o'clock hour, southbound I-270 at Route 80. And most of that road is still blocked. They're still indicating only one lane was getting by at the accident scene. 695, yep, all your normal delays are out there. JFX has been running okay south of Ruxton Road. Both the tunnels with the normal heavy traffic, 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side, both on 95 and 895 south. The Mid-Atlantic Mushroom Company is having their spring bash this Saturday beginning at 9 with arts and crafts, candles, jewelry, bakery items, and food trucks. Plus, you get to sample their tasty mushrooms. Ooh, that sounds good. Check out their Facebook page for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy, chance for a few scattered showers, high in the mid-60s with the overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. So, Linda, thank you for calling in. She is our contestant today on the Choose Your Fake News. I'm not sure what the prize was, but I believe it may have been a dinner and a movie with Chuck Whitaker.
That's right. Yeah,
is that right?
The
okay.
Prize this week.
All right. Now, there.
If you're picking up the tab, Nino, I'm going.
Chuck. Well, if it was golf with Chuck Whitaker, maybe I'd bid on that. That'd be a good time at dinner.
Flag that for the record.
Linda, she might enjoy dinner with you, Chuck. I heard she's a big fan of yours. Linda, are you with us? Linda, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. Thank you for joining. I was just kidding about the dinner and a movie with Chuck, but thanks for tuning in for our...
I wanted to meet you, too.
Well, uh-oh, Linda.
I'm sorry, I'm a flirt.
I feel like a third wheel.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and I love Kristen. She's so cute. Oh my God! Yeah.
Well, we'll talk offline there, Linda. But well, thanks for calling in. So
I need a cold rag for my head.
The first story here for Choose Your Fake News: former Vice President Al Gore in the news again. He's still making climate doom predictions 20 years after his warning. From an inconvenient truth proved false. This time he's invoking the science fiction film The Day After Tomorrow. And that, for those of you who have never seen the film, it's basically a global climate change film. And it's where the Earth almost comes to an end. And still 20 years after being proven wrong, he's at it again. Number two story here, Google co-founder Sergey Brin. Pretty liberal guy from my understanding, but he slammed the proposed billionaire tax in California, liking it to socialism that he fled with his family from the former Soviet Union. Brin is one of the billionaires who relocated out of the Golden State to avoid the potential wealth tax that is expected to appear on California's voters' ballot this fall. The proposal would impose a one-time 5% tax on residents whose net worth exceeds $1 billion. And one more story here. Story number three. ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel sincerely apologized after insisting his now viral expected widow joke about President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump was simply about their age. So, story number one, Al Gore still out there predicting climate doom.
Oh, Lord.
Story number two, Google co-founder slams the proposed billionaire tax. Or story number three, ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel sincerely apologized. So, Linda, we'll start with you. You go first.
Oh, me go first? I always go last.
All right. Well, you go. Maggie, you go first. Oh, Linda, you're last.
Involved in this. My name hasn't been mentioned twice, once until it's time to pick the... This is tough because okay, I'm going to go with number one.
And
that's just a shot in the dark. No research. It's just an honest guess.
I took a shot in the dark once.
So did I. Several.
Several shots in the dark.
Okay, Chuck, that's it. Chuck, we're kind of involved.
You go ahead.
Game is hard to control. This is where we get off the rails, if we haven't already.
This is where we get caught up.
All right, let me take my turn. I can definitely see Al Gore still droning on about climate change because that's the only thing he's got. So I think that could be true. And yeah, a lot of Silicon Valley, I mean, it's the height of irony, is now they're crying about the taxes and they're all relocating to Texas. So I could see that being true. So I'm going to go with number three. I can't see Jimmy Kimmel. That's all he's got, this Trump derangement syndrome.
All right, Kristen goes number three. Chuck?
All right, you're gone. Now it's time for me. Number three.
Three. And Linda, your take.
I'm going with Chuck and Kristen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to number three.
More with Chuck than me.
Linda, you are today's lucky winner because it is actually quite the opposite. It is the fake news story. Jimmy Kimmel did not apologize. He actually remains quite defiant. Listen to this. He insists that the jab about the expectant widow, talking about Melania Trump, it was about age difference, he says. And then he went on to say, quote, "I agree that hateful and violent rhetoric is something we should reject. I do it, and I think a great place to start to dial that back would be to have a conversation with your husband about it." That was what he said to Melania Trump. It's just hilarious, isn't it, everyone? I think Jimmy Kimmel thinks it's funny about making a joke about a president who was one inch away from being assassinated.
On more than one occasion,
he was threatened, or the assassination attempts. And even if it was about his age, it's really funny to joke about the president dying while in office.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife would just be yicking it up and laughing it up. Jimmy Kimmel's a jerk.
Yeah. He's not a comedy.
He really is. Well, Linda, thank you for the call. Stay on the line. You are today's winner. Kristen, so let's take a break and then we'll return.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM 680. The phone call here, or the phone number, is 410-922-6680. If you want to give us a call, we're going to check in just a moment with Hamilton in Baltimore, who wants to discuss the VA tags issue. This was actually, well, we'll talk about it in just a moment. I also have an email here from, it looks like Matt in Catonsville says, good morning, team. By now, perhaps you're aware BG&E sent out notice this week regarding the Peak Rewards program. I'm sure you know a, quote, cycling mechanism attached to their air-conditioned compressor will shut off the AC for a few hours during periods of intense heat. I took part in the Peak Rewards program. For years, I realized a credit of $100 per year, $25 per month during the summer months. Yesterday, I received in the mail notice from BG&E this credit is now reduced by 50%, and the hits keep coming. That is Matt in Catonsville. Let's check in here, though, with Chuck and an update on today's traffic. Chuck.
A couple of things down south. BW Parkway, there was a vehicle fire in the last half an hour near the ramp at 295 and the Capitol Beltway, so we had a delay on both of those roadways there coming up from Riverdale Road, coming south from Powder Mill Road. Then there was a minor issue on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway near Georgia Avenue. They have those vehicles off to the shoulder now. That delay is going back towards I-95. They're still working on the wreck south of Frederick. Tractor trailer, 3 o'clock this morning, turned over southbound on I-270 in the area of Route 80 in Urbana. And that delay is still there. At one point, we were just a single lane working around that accident scene. So that's still a big problem. We're still in the neighborhood of 20 to 25-minute delays at both the harbor tunnels, and all the normal backups are out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast mostly cloudy with a chance for a few scattered showers. High in the mid-60s. The overnight temperatures, it looks like in the upper 40s, with tomorrow rain more likely and high in the upper 60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So, just a little highlight here again coming up at the top of the hour. You're not going to want to miss break down the Maryland state budget disaster and my take on the Towson crime issue. But for now, let's check in Hamilton in Baltimore. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
So, Nino, good job again, as usual.
Thank you, Hamilton.
Questions. I live right inside the city line, but what I've noticed through the last 5 or 10 years at least, this epidemic of this heavy tint on car windows, they could fix that. You drive around, about a third of the cars around here, you can't even see who's driving. My question would be for you, because I know you're down there, the question is, what police officer is going to walk up to a car that's doing some erratic things, driving, when they can't even see inside of the car to see who's in there? If I had a son who's a police officer, which I do not have, but if I had one, I know that conversation would have to be, I don't want you walking up to the car. I mean, this is a serious life or death situation. You never know what's going to happen. Who's going to be on the other side of the window? And they also drive erratically. I noticed this. And these vehicles with tinted windshields are hardly ever pulled over. And I understand why. So that's the first question. And that can be fixed every time you have to renew registration if they wanted to. But it's never talked about. I never hear anybody mention this. And the other thing is that there's an epidemic around here about with Virginia tags. Some of the people that I talked to with Virginia plates rather than Maryland plates, even though they're residents of Maryland, they don't even have proper insurance. So if you have an accident with them, they either flee or they don't have insurance. So what are we doing about these two issues? I think they're pretty relevant, prominent issues.
So great points, Hamilton, and Maryland actually passed legislation, so that was good news for one of your comments here this past session. I have to say, I mean, it's one thing I did support, even though the registrations are so damn expensive, but we did, as a state, pass basically a bill to crack down on the residents that are using the out-of-state license plates, created kind of a more of a formal enforcement process that has deadlines and fines and whatnot. So that was actually addressed, just to let you know. And the other issue, you make a great point here about, because there are clear statewide laws on window tints. I mean, it's not something that I ever gave much thought to, but your point in general is well taken, that we have these laws, they're not enforced. And when it comes to the safety of our law enforcement, for example, I mean, when you take the legalization of marijuana, for example, over the years, now you have police who cannot stop or search a vehicle based on the smell of marijuana, and the odor of the marijuana itself can no longer be the probable cause for a search, where before, that was an example of how they actually went on to make arrests for much more serious crimes, like having an illegal gun, because of the odor of the marijuana while the person was driving. So you're right. There are certain things that may not seem like very important laws to some people, but they're actually far more important than what people realize. And it goes on to lead to actually catching, in some cases, more, I guess you would say, notorious criminals. So we do have these laws. They need to be enforced. And I agree with your point, and it's well taken. Thank you, Hamilton, for the call. And like I said, they actually did address, we did as a General Assembly, address the point about the tags being a serious issue, because I had no idea until last session how much of an issue that was with these out-of-state tags. I think most of them coming from Virginia, but I also can't fault people for doing it. We have some of the highest vehicle registration costs in the country, thanks to the Maryland Democrats, thanks to Governor Moore, who last year signed into law the highest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland. And along with that came a massive increase in your vehicle registration fees. They increased that stupid emissions test. They doubled. We shouldn't even have it any longer. We don't need it. But I'm breaking down the budget and breaking down my take on Towson crime when we come back for the 8 o'clock hour. Nino Mangione, Kaysen & Company on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Last weekend's attack on the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. has the Trump administration doing a top-to-bottom review of presidential security.
There will be a meeting early this week convened by the White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, with top DHS leadership, members of the United States Secret Service, and our own operations team here to ensure the safety and the security of the president, as we do have many of these major events moving forward. So we're always monitoring operations and procedures, always asking the tough questions to ensure the president is safe.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Saturday's chaotic encounter at the dinner resulted in shots being fired. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen is charged with attempting to assassinate the president, transporting a firearm across state lines, and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. An officer wearing a bullet-resistant vest was shot in the vest and is recovering now. Congressional Republicans point to that incident as another reason to get behind the president's White House ballroom project.
But President Trump renewed his case for speeding it along after a gunman tried to storm Saturday's White House Correspondents' Association dinner at the Washington Hilton. Trump saying his ballroom would be more secure.
It's drone-proof, it's bulletproof glass. We need the ballroom. That's why Secret Service, that's why the military are demanding it.
Now Republican senators are publicly joining the case.
Underneath there will be a lot of military stuff. There will be a Secret Service annex.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
The ballroom itself will avoid the dilemma of having to leave the White House grounds.
And they're introducing a bill that would pay for it.
Offsetting it with custom fees. The estimate is $332 million.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed ahead of the opening bell. Right now, Dow futures up 65 points. The NASDAQ futures are down 355 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate, like you. You take prescription meds, and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you, with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 803. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So far, nothing major in Annapolis. Bay Bridge, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, all of that is clear. The morning backup is there, which is usual. I-97 southbound at the split at Route 32. That gets better after the bridge at 178. Just kind of looking around the Beltway again, the typical ride on the Parkville side, the Interloop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road, southwest side of the Beltway right here at the BW Parkway and down towards I-97. No problems at all. JFX has been clear south of Ruxton Road and then working its way eventually into downtown. Have been there really no problems there. Traffic looks good coming off the Beltway down through that area. We're still at 20 to 25 minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and traffic coming out of Frederick. They're still backed up. Big wreck early this morning. Tractor trailer involved. I-270 southbound at Route 80. Very limited lanes on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the mid-60s. Rain should be moving out tonight. After that, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Reisterstown, 46 in Pasadena. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A man who was shot by ICE agents in Glen Burnie on Christmas Eve has pleaded guilty to damaging government-owned vehicles. The Portuguese immigrant was shot by federal officers after they stopped him, but he drove his van back and forth, hitting two ICE vehicles and causing $17,000 in damage. As he drove forward, another agent shot at him 13 times, injuring him and a passenger in one of the ICE vehicles who was already in federal custody. A federal judge sentenced Sousa Martins to time served of 103 days, and he must pay $1,000 in restitution. And the principal of Appleton High School is on leave following a video that appears to show him having an emotional interaction with students in the school cafeteria. According to WBAL-TV, Howard County Public Schools spokesman Brian Bassett says Nick Novak will not return for the rest of the school year, saying he is currently on assignment. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 243, the pick four, 2563. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. One of the great stories to come out of the draft for the Ravens this year is the selection of Elijah Surratt with their fourth-round pick. Number 115 overall, the wide receiver out of Indiana University, caught 23 receiving touchdowns over his two seasons at IU, 15 last year while helping the Hoosiers win the college football national championship. He's a Baltimore boy prepped at St. Francis Academy.
I'm grateful, man. Like, I'm so happy and blessed to be here in this great organization that I've been a fan of since I was young, just watching so many legends play through that organization. So I'm excited to go in there and do my part.
Surratt's dad coined his son's nickname Waffle House because he's always open. Since the NBA went to a 16-team playoff format in 1984, only four teams have been ousted in the first round after winning 60 games in the regular season. But this year, the Detroit Pistons are on the verge of becoming number five.
One possession game.
Some troubles. Looks like it's going to be Bane, though.
Bane fires the three.
Michael Grady had the call on NBC Peacock. Desmond Bane off glass and in. A three with 1:15 to play was the dagger as the Magic take a 3-1 series lead on Detroit. 94-88 was the final. And finally, the football world saddened by the loss of former Redskin great Monty Coleman. A three-time Super Bowl champion, Coleman was selected by Washington in the 11th round of the 1979 NFL draft and played his entire 16-year career there. Led the NFL in tackles in 1980 and won three Super Bowls. 82, 87, and 91. Monty Coleman was 68 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, a stellar field shaping up for the Preakness. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here, filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company on WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. This hour, I'm going to break down the disastrous Maryland budget. I'm also going to talk about my take on Towson crime and that entire issue. It is absolutely a crisis going on there in Towson. That viral video the other day of those juveniles fighting right outside the Promenade apartment next to the Towson Diner on York Road. It's just out of control. But I do want to thank you so much for holding. Gary in Kingsville has been holding for a while now. I want you to have your say before I get into those issues. Thank you, Gary.
Well, Nino, good job as always, brother.
Thank you.
And you have the seed of a wonderful idea if the Maryland Republican Party is smart enough to latch on to it. Wes Moore runs this ad saying, "Not on my watch," about an issue that's totally irrelevant to Maryland. Why not run a whole series of ads titled, "Not on my watch," and then just list all the issues that are important to Maryland that he and his Democrat allies have failed to take any action on or stop any action from being taken, and then just close it out with, "Vote Republican. What more do you have to lose?"
You know, Gary, that's brilliant. And on his watch, we've seen the largest tax increase in history. On his watch, we've lost our Moody's bond rating for the first time in our history. On his watch, we have, a $4 billion projected structural deficit by 2030. So you're right, Gary. And but I'm glad you point out, because think about it. He produces this video, and he's wagging his finger, "Not on my watch." And like I said before, it's very well done. And it's about a total non-issue in the state of Maryland. Nobody cares. That's not nothing is happening in Maryland in regards to total corruption with Holly Markets or state employees that are trying to get rich off of what, some insider information, unless it's the next audit that's going to fail under this governor's watch, and they have some inside information there. Because
can you get these Republicans to put together?
It's a good idea. I appreciate it, Gary. It's a great idea. Thank you for the call, and that's what I'm about to do here. I'm going to highlight some of the things that have happened under this governor's watch, under this General Assembly, when we talk about the budget. What I'm going to tell you is exactly what happened in Annapolis this past session. I'm not giving you Governor Moore's political spin, what you're hearing or what you've heard so far from some of those that are responsible in terms of the budget. It doesn't even come close to the truth, and they really should not get a free pass on this. Both sides of the aisle that voted for this disastrous budget, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you voted for this budget, in Maryland, it was the largest in our history. Over, $71 billion. Think about that. In a time, families, they're cutting back. We have challenges, whether at the gas pump, their utility bills that have been driven through the roof thanks to failed policies from Annapolis Democrats. And your government decided to answer, or decided the answer to that was spend more. But not just spend more, almost $4 billion more than last year. We'll dive into this in just a moment, but let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update with traffic.
I'm Beer Pittman. Come on now. What are you getting excited about? $4 billion. Come on.
$4 billion. On top of everything they spent last year, which was only balanced, Chuck, based on the highest tax increase in Maryland's history. But
sure. Well, yeah. I think it's Monopoly money.
And then the governor had the gall to go around calling it, I've left a surplus. Well, yeah, because you raised taxes and fees by $1.6 billion.
Sure.
But there you go.
And now they're charging you for leaving the state. That's what I like.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to sell my house and leave, but we're going to get you for that, too.
And many are leaving.
I'm telling you. All right, southbound 395 now. If you're coming down from the convention center and trying to come out to the interstate ramps there at I-95, there's a wreck in the left-hand lane. So if you're coming on at Dr. King, you're coming south from Conway Street, you'll see it. There's plenty of room to get around it, but you need to be in the center and the right lane. The service truck is there as well, and they are blocking the left-hand lane. Northbound really can't see it. There's no impact there except for the normal traffic up around the convention center area. So that's a new problem. That was an overturned vehicle I mentioned earlier around the Patapsco State Park. Local traffic, Thistle Road between River Road and Frederick Road. Just local traffic through there. I think it was a pickup truck that ended up on its side. So that was a problem. Beltway, yep, still jammed up. 20 to 25 minute delay still there. Southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with a chance for a few scattered showers, high in the mid-60s. The overnight temps in the upper 40s, with tomorrow, it looks like rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. But before I get back to my my breakdown of this failed budget, I want to... Well, let's play the anthem because we're going to America's 250 moment of the day. All right, America 250 on April 28th, 1789, George Washington began his journey to New York City for his inauguration as the first president of the United States. This time in 1937, the first Social Security payments were made, a major step in the program created under Franklin D. Roosevelt. On April 28, 1952, Americans witnessed one of the first coast-to-coast live television broadcasts, a major step in transforming media and connecting the country in real time. And on April 28, 1945, American forces were deep inside Germany as World War II in Europe was just days from ending, marking the final push toward Allied victory. That is our America 250 Moments of the Day, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you have ever dreamed of achieving the perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. So there we have it. That's the America 250 Moment of the Day, and then a little bit later in the show, we will have the feel-good section of the day. But for now, we're going to take a quick break and then come back. I'm going to be discussing the budget. We'll get to Mark and Towson and why the problem's happening there, and my take on the issue as well.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Lots of moving parts here. We have Mark in Towson. We're going to get to you in just a moment, so stay on the line, Mark. And I believe we have our friend Michael Friedman calling in shortly as well. Before that last break, I was talking about this budget in the state of Maryland being a crisis. If you look, I mean, think about that, almost $4 billion more than last year, $3 some billion in change. It's not responsible. It's reckless. And this budget isn't just big. I mean, this budget, it is built on a foundation of gimmicks, by the way, and these short-term tricks, all designed for political cover in an election year. I mean, this budget, they raided funds that were supposed to be set aside for specific purposes. They actually pulled money out of reserves that are there to protect us in tough times. They shifted dollars around, really just shifting on paper to make the math look good for this year. Again, it's an election year. That's why they did this. You can ask yourself why, and that's exactly it. It's an election year budget. It's designed to get them through November, save face without new taxes like they did last year. They kick the can down the road. Does nothing to protect you long term, by the way. It's an absolute shame. And the part that should outrage every person listening right now, in a $71 billion budget, they chose to cut more than $120 million from programs that actually serve the developmentally disabled. Let me just repeat that. $71 billion in spending, and they cut funding for the most vulnerable people in our state. Just unbelievable. Well, I'll have more on that in just a moment, but we are live. We're taking a call from my friend, legal expert, Michael Friedman. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's not overdo it. You've got the big event today, my friend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yes, I hope I'll see you and your son, by the way. Great guy, well, Stephen.
Rachel and Stephen will absolutely be there. I've got a little knee thing going on, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to go, but my heart is with you. A couple of quick things. The out-of-town license plates where there's probably no insurance is the reason why we need to get insurance enough to cover ourselves.
So make sure that we've got enough liability coverage, UM coverage, UIM coverage, so that if we're hit, we don't have to really worry about whether the other guy has insurance or not. So that's number one. Number two, we've got an event coming up that I want everybody to know about. It's the Newtown Village Spring Festival. This is the first of its kind. In fact, our friend Jay Harris, the old WCBM moderator, is behind it. It's at the Groff's Hill Owings Mills off of Lakeside, and it's going to be Saturday, May 9th, and it's going to be all day. There are bands and food and whatever, and it's sponsored by us, the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, and we will all be there, and we will be available. Michael, myself, Steve, and Rachel will be there, and we're going to be available to answer questions if anybody has any legal matters. It's going to be free advice all day long. So I want you to mark that down on May 9th at the Newtown Village Spring Festival on Groff's Hill Road in Owings Mills, Maryland, which if anybody hadn't been in Owings Mills lately, man, you don't know what is happening. That place is like exploding. Unbelievable. I'm anxious to hear your take on this Towson Town thing. It's something that needs to be handled, and I'm anxious to hear your take on that. Meanwhile, if anybody needs us, accident cases, slip and falls, anything that you're injured through negligence, please give us a call, 410-363-6848. Go to our website, maflaw.com, and please, we will be more than happy to help you. And Nina, my brother, you keep doing the work, buddy, and we'll be supporting you all the way.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Have a great evening, pal.
You too. Have a great week. Always a pleasure to hear from you. That's Michael A. Freeman, attorney at law there. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update with traffic.
There's a new report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet, but they're heading out to I-95 southbound. The report was south of the Beltway and before the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So anybody there in Rosedale, fire department should be arriving there shortly. Then we'll try to get a look at it and see exactly what is going on. The wreck coming south from downtown at the convention center is on 395 southbound. It's in the left-hand lane. Once you come south of Conway Street, you'll have to be to the right side and the center of the roadway. A little back up there south of the convention center at Conway Street and around the ramp at Martin Luther King. The northbound traffic doesn't really see it, so it's not much of a problem there. Beltway traffic, yep, all the normal delays are still in play, and both the harbor tunnels are still looking at backups. They've been there pretty much all morning long. Southbound on 895 and 95 coming south from the city county lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today, mostly cloudy. Chance for a few scattered showers. High in the mid-60s. Overnight temps in the upper 40s. With tomorrow, rain more likely high in the upper 60s. So I want to touch again on this budget issue. I know Mark is waiting in Towson, so just give me 1 minute here because I'll get to you in a moment. But I have a lot of information. I know everybody wants to hear about my take on Towson as well because this situation, as I mentioned, out of control. Michael Freeman just mentioned he's curious to hear what I have to say because this is the core issue for Baltimore County, this public safety issue. I mean, should be the core issue for our state legislature, but they've proven time and time again they're not willing to do what it takes. But I talk about the budget and, you know, these accounting gimmicks, these tricks, and to cut funds for the developmentally disabled in a $71 billion budget. It's unbelievable. And dealing with a budget like this requires tough decisions. And unfortunately, tough decisions don't win elections. And instead, they papered over it with these tricks, accounting tricks. They called it a day. It's an absolute shame. Because at the end of the day, I mean, the fact families being told by caregivers, I was at Penmar yesterday, a great organization that cares for the developmentally disabled adults in Freeland and North Baltimore County. They do amazing work. But families to come down to Annapolis and advocate here and told that caregiver wages would be slashed. I mean, think about that. People doing some of the hardest, most compassionate work in our communities, caring for individuals with disabilities, are being told their pay could be cut. Thank you to this budget. And what happens is caregivers leave, families are left scrambling. These are the people that should be receiving the resources. This isn't just bad policy. It's a moral failure. Moral failure in Annapolis. Some Republicans actually supported it, believe it or not, but it was Democrats and the supermajority who rammed this through. And it wasn't unavoidable. That's nonsense. Because at the same time, they had no problem spending more in other areas. They had no problem growing government, no problem funding pet projects and expanding programs. They made a choice, and they chose wrong. And they even they went as far in this budget to threaten $120 million in public safety police funding. And why did they do that? Because they love illegal aliens so much in this state that the Annapolis Democrats played politics over public safety. They threatened to punish police with their resources. In your communities, punishing police for doing their jobs, if they do any type of cooperating with ICE, because they passed the sanctuary state law, and they held them hostage. They held the money hostage in the budget. It's the height of irresponsibility. And the Democrats on the Appropriations Committee ought to be ashamed of themselves, the chairman, and the budget committees, and the governor. Absolutely unacceptable. Fiscal leaders deciding to play politics with public safety over illegal aliens is shameful. Let's talk about what got us here in the first place, because this didn't happen overnight. I just mentioned to one of the callers that Maryland families last year were hit with the largest tax increase in the state's history, and I've talked about it time and time again on this radio station. $1.6 billion in taxes and fees. That's the same year last year we lost our Moody's bond rating for the first time in its history. Then they passed this ridiculous data and tech service tax. It was a brand new tax. Fell way short of what they thought they would make of it, by the way. You're paying more to register your cars. Some increases as high as 70%. You're paying more for the emissions testing, more for licenses, more across the board. And when us Republicans in Annapolis, elected Republicans, some of us, stood up and tried to roll back some of these terrible policies, or I say the Republicans were unified, is what I meant to say, is when these amendments, they were shot down every single time. Party line votes. The Democrats did not want to give you relief. They wanted to keep the money flowing into big government. And even with all of that, even with higher taxes, they still couldn't balance this budget honestly. And why, you ask, is because Maryland here, they're staring down this structural deficit of almost $4 billion in a few years. And what did they really do about it to secure that and fix that structural deficit? Well, they largely ignored it and, again, kicked the can down the road. Pretend it's not there, because it would have involved the tough decisions, and that's not how they win elections. They win elections by spending money, and you can't spend money like this forever. You can't raise taxes time and time again. They may have to. You can't ignore structural deficits, and at some point, the bill comes due. And when it does, it's not the Annapolis politicians that feel it. It's you. It's your families. It's your paycheck. Your property taxes go up. Your cost of living goes up. That's what this budget sets up, higher taxes next year. I'll have more on this, and we'll get to Towson when I come back. For now, let's check in with Maggie Hunter and an update on the news.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore's Land Use and Transportation Committee is scheduled to hold a hearing this week on a bill that would impose a citywide ban on private detention centers. The legislation would enforce the ban through zoning regulations. The bill would only apply to private detention centers on a city level, and federal facilities would not be affected. Residents are encouraged to attend the meeting and sign up for public testimony on the measure. The hearing will take place at 9 a.m. Thursday in the City Council chambers. The hearing will also be shown on Charm TV and WebEx. Elon Musk's SpaceX aerospace company may be planning to establish a site in Westminster. According to the Carroll County Times, Westminster Mayor Mona Becker says SpaceX purchased a property at Independence Way, has filed building permit applications with the city, and paid the associated fees on April 21st. Hexagon Purist used to operate on the site, but in February it agreed to divest its aerospace business to SpaceX. The mayor says she would be thrilled if SpaceX set up a facility in Westminster, but there has been no further communication from the company.
And the Maryland State Highway Administration will host a public workshop Wednesday on proposed safety improvements along 450 in Anne Arundel County. That's West Street. The workshop is scheduled to take place from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Michael E. Bush Library in Annapolis. In addition to presenting the proposals, officials will gather community input regarding pedestrian and bicycle safety. The SHA has identified the 450 corridor between Solomon's Island Road and Spa Road for safety improvements as part of its pedestrian safety action plan. And Howard County Police have released the name of the man killed in a shooting tied to an illegal car rally, 24-year-old Leo Noel Balladares Arita of Falls Church, Virginia. 8:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so it looks like this wreck where they were talking about around I-95 in Rosedale appears to be on the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to go south onto 95. That's a two-lane ramp. But they're saying that the right side of that is taken away. So if you're coming over from Bel Air Road, you're taking the ramp on the 95 South. Heads up for that. The camera that's nearby there is looking at a utility pole. So we don't have a look at the wreck if we can get that changed. In the meantime, if you're coming south from the convention center downtown, there's an accident on 395 South, still in the left-hand lane. Once you leave the lighted Conway Street, starting south on 395, you'll stay to the center and the right to access 95, either north or southbound. Big delays, big backup still there, south of both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, starting mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the mid-60s. Rain should be moving out tonight. After that, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, another great story among the Ravens draft haul is that of third-round draft pick Jacoby Lane, wide receiver out of USC, coached by Raven great Todd Heap in high school in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, Todd is, if you've ever been around Todd, everybody knows he's tenfold the best human being to really be around. And I think just being around him in high school kind of show me the ropes on how to carry myself and not only on the field, but off the field. And I think he's not only a great mentor, but a damn good football player.
I think we'd all agree with that. Later, when asked at his press conference, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta picked up the story as well.
I wasn't aware of the relationship initially. And when Jacoby told me and he said, let me get him on the phone. And I was a little skeptical that Todd, he said, let me FaceTime. I was a little skeptical that Todd might pick up. But I thought it was like a good litmus test, and he picked up right away, and they started talking, and he said, guess where I am, and he showed the screen to me, and Todd saw me, and Todd said, I'm ironically at the airport coming to Baltimore, and so we talked after that for a while, and it was
18 career touchdowns in three seasons for Lane. He's a red zone threat, lauded as a 6'4 athletic mismatch with a tremendous 40-inch vertical leap. Other draft notes, Terps defensive back Jalen Husky selected by the Jaguars in the third round of the draft. Navy running back Alex Teska joins teammate Eli Heidenreich in Pittsburgh as an undrafted free agent. And Ladarius Webb Jr. joining the Ravens as a UDFA, following in his dad's footsteps, who enjoyed 9 years here, including a Super Bowl championship in 2013. O's baseball back in action tonight as the struggling Astros come to town at 11-18, bringing up the rear in the AL West. Pitching is the issue. Houston with an MLB worst 597 team earned run average, walking a league high 158 batters. Game time 6:35 tonight with Shane Boz to the hill for Baltimore. NBA news, not a surprise. Teenage sensation Cooper Flagg winning the league's Rookie of the Year award, edging out former Duke teammate Con Knipple. Flagg at 19 years of age, the second youngest to win the award behind only LeBron James. The question that lingers over the Preakness Stakes every year is, will the top performers in the Derby make the two-week turnaround and come to Maryland? Well, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown is already starting to build a competitive field, headlined by two horses that are skipping the Derby. Two-time Preakness winning trainer Chad Brown opting to give one of his top colts, Iron Honor, additional rest after a disappointing seventh-place finish in the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct. And Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen is hoping a similar layoff will benefit Chip Honcho, the winner of the Gunrunner Stakes at Fairgrounds last December. Birthdays today, Reds Hall of Famer shortstop Barry Larkin turned 62 today, and pro golfer John Daly turned 60. On this day in baseball history, 1956, Frank Robinson, then of the Reds, launched the first of his 586 career home runs. Reds beat the Cubs 9-1, and it was on this day, April 28, 1988, when the Orioles ran their season-starting losing streak to 21, dropping a 4-2 final to the Twins. The 21 consecutive losses, still a major league record, tied by the White Sox in 2024. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Whitstat. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. You are listening to the Casey and Company on WCBM 680. When you're behind this mic, the time really flies. I have so much more to get to in the budget here, so much more about the situation we're in Maryland, where, I mean, I have a list of statistics that really tell the story, and it's not one we want to be a part of. 47th, I think, the overall tax rating. I think we are the number two most expensive state in the entire country to raise a child. I have all of that. I'm likely going to have to get to tomorrow because, and the good news is I'm in for the next week filling in for Sean Casey, but I have to say thank you to Mark and Towson for holding on. We are diving deep now into the Towson crime problem, and Mark, I want to hear your take, and I appreciate you. You were waited a long time, so you have the mic.
I've been in this area for 76 years, and I love Towson. It's got so much going for it. You know, we have the best police. Mike Ertel and his staff are great. Kathy Forbes and her staff are great. Nancy at the Chamber of Commerce and her staff. Spring Fest is coming up. We have Farmers Market, 4th of July parade. Towson is wonderful. We have a great library, senior center, YMCA. You know, we have a lot going. But what's happening is they're getting on the bus downtown and coming out this way. They get off at Macy's, and right there, there's a huge arcade in the mall, which has a liquor license. It's open till 2 in the morning. It should be closed at 10 o'clock every night instead of 2 in the morning. That beat down of in front of that apartment building right across from Towson Diner, that could have been a senior citizen. This is a great walking town. I'm an advocate for the well-being of defenseless seniors, and this is a great walking town for us, but we're afraid.
it's you know, I don't know what more to say. The police, I was in the mall Saturday night. There was such a great police presence. I was very impressed. The movie theater that night had four additional security, so they did a good job. So we're basically prepared. You know, we all got to fight this crime problem together because Towson's a great place to be.
Well, Mark, I really want to thank you for holding. I really want to thank you for your input. And I have to say, I mean, I agree with the and echo the point. I mean, Towson is a great place. I've always been a Towson cheerleader myself, and there are good people there. I've supported, Towson. I've always been a supporter of Towson. I went to school at Towson University. I spent years of my life there, social life there. I grew up 5 minutes down the street. My district bordered Towson. I want to see Towson thrive. I want to see older gentlemen like yourself, you just said there, be able to walk around not in fear of being mugged. I want to see cars driving by without looking over and seeing juveniles beating the hell out of each other on the sidewalk. I want to see the mall thrive. I want to see small restaurants, small business thrive. I want to see entrepreneurs in the Towson area make not only a living, but make Towson what it's supposed to be. And one of the great little towns in Maryland, let alone in Baltimore County. But the fact of the matter is, if there was ever a need for somebody like Pat Dyer as county executive, and he needs help on the council, I mean, you have to give us a chance here. I promise we'd get this mess improved. I can promise you that. But we have to talk about this. It's happening right in our backyard. We talk about Towson Town Center. Well, this isn't just a few isolated incidents for those out there. If you're not paying attention, I mean, I disagree that calling this perceived crime. Anyone downplaying what's happening here, this is a pattern, and it's getting worse, and I'm going to have some thoughts on this when we check in with Chuck for traffic. Chuck?
Hello.
Go ahead, Chuck. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yeah, I was talking to Kristen, and we were preoccupied in our conversation. Sorry about that.
No worries.
The inner loop ramp from the Beltway to go south on 95, if you're coming over from Bel Air Road, that accident was kind of at the end of that ramp. Now there's a report of an accident. I haven't seen it, but we're backed up anyway on the outer loop, reportedly right around Hartford Road. I'm looking at the camera at Hartford Road, and it is really slow right there. Let me get a look over at Perrin. It's just slow from there all the way out. So if there is a wreck, it's just adding to that normal delay. Inner loop at Green Spring, and of course the west side outer loop, that delay has been there since way early this morning. 795, it goes all the way down to Frederick Road before it gets any better. We still have major backups coming south into both the harbor tunnels. That started about 6:15, 6:30 this morning. It has not recovered. Anywhere from 20 to 25 minute delays. They're still working on the wreck south of the convention center. 395 southbound as you're coming south from Conway Street. You need to stay out of the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly cloudy with a chance for a few scattered showers, high in the mid-60s. The overnight temps in the upper 40s with tomorrow rain more likely and high in the upper 60s. It is time now for the feel-good story of the day.
I need some good.
All right, feel-good story today. The Heisman Trophy winner and new Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Fernando Mendoza has donated $500,000 to help fund research and support programs at the University of Miami Health System for patients like his mother, who are living with multiple sclerosis, a chronic condition that attacks and damages the body's nervous system. The donation to the University Health System, Miller School of Medicine, was announced Thursday by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society just hours before the graduate of Miami's Christopher Columbus High School went number one in the NFL draft. So think about that. It was a moment he celebrated with his family, the donation part of a new partnership between the organization and Mendoza's family, which launched the Mendoza Family Fund to help raise money for research. It's just, it is really incredible. You have to remember, this is what, a 21 or 22-year-old guy. And he's about to be drafted number one in the NFL draft, the biggest story in the country, one of the biggest sports stories in the world. And here he is, first and foremost, focusing on helping his own mother and women like her, and or men and women like her. It really is an incredible story. I wish this guy the best of luck on a very successful career. That is our feel-good news story of the day. And that is brought to you by Town Appliance off of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Winter is officially in the rear view and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. From now to the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
All right, so we're back and talking about Towson crime. Nina Mangione here filling in for Casey and Company. The show just keeps rolling. And we were talking a little bit. It was a great call about Towson in terms of, I mean, it does have so many things, great things going on, Towson Festival, you name it. There are so many good, hard-work, and honest business people, restaurateurs, community groups, people that are trying hard. But this pattern continues to get worse. We're talking, Towson is the premier shopping destination in Baltimore County. It's a place where families all used to go without thinking twice, and now it is becoming a place that too many people, most importantly, because I talk to these people, I know these people all the time, people are actively avoiding Towson, and guess who some of these people are, ladies and gentlemen? They're the people with a lot of the money. The people that keep the businesses afloat. And they're not going because there's constantly stories in the news of violence. Chaos of young juveniles taking over the malls, doing nothing but causing problems. Breakdowns in accountability. I talked a lot about it earlier, but let's just run through. I mean, a few of these incidents in the past month or so, month or two, April of this year. I mean, we just had an armed carjacking in the parking garage. Just a couple days ago, I think it was broad daylight, not some dark alley at the mall here or outside the mall. It was right in the garage. And at the mall, not long ago, these teen takeovers, they call them meetups now. That's ridiculous. Meetups is what I would do with some friends and family if we were going to meet up for dinner. See how everybody's doing, catch up. These aren't meetups. These are flash mobs where they go in, they take over. They're not buying anything. They're scaring the hell out of people. They're organized on social media. They all show up in large groups. They cause disturbances. They fight. In cases, sometimes they steal things. Six juveniles were arrested. I think there were some police officers that had to use pepper spray. A security guard was assaulted. That wasn't too long ago. Let that sink in. I mean, you had law enforcement and security basically being attacked in some cases here where not long ago there were teenagers, I think 14 to 17 years old, involved in some of this. But there was also not long ago that violent robbery inside the mall where a victim attacked or was attacked with a screwdriver, stabbed with a screwdriver inside the mall. I mean, I think he may attempted murder. I think he was charged for it. I have to go back and look. Yes, one suspect charged as an adult, I believe, with attempted murder. Inside the mall. Another stabbing in the parking lot. Critically injuring a woman. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable the violence that is happening. People say they don't feel safe at the Towson Town Center. Warning signs for the community. The consequences are already showing. The vacancy rate around, what, 26% I just read? Apple, Tommy Bahama, Banana Republic, Stony River, the restaurant just announced it's leaving. These aren't just small shops quietly closing either. These are major brands, ladies and gentlemen, pulling out. And when they leave, guess what else? They take the jobs, the foot traffic. The economic benefit all disappears. That is how decline starts. I'm going to have more on this in just a moment. You're listening to Nino Mangione on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and company. John, hold on the line. We're going to try to get to you in just a minute. But I'm talking Towson crime. I'm talking about how decline starts. And this doesn't happen overnight, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens when leadership looks the other way. When bad behavior is excused, this starts from the state level. It trickles down to the Baltimore County Council level. It trickles down to the Baltimore County Executive. Johnny O was the county executive. What did he do for Towson crime? Well, not much. Not much at all. And what's driving a lot of this, as we've said time and time again, I mean, the large groups of unsupervised juveniles showing up is a big part of the problem. And the starting fights, as I said, intimidating shoppers. I mean, people see it. They feel it. And we're finally seeing in the community and surrounding communities that they're done. People are done with it. It's time to strengthen accountability. But, of course, Annapolis goes the opposite direction with that juvenile law that they passed, the Reform Act. It's a shame. But prosecutors, they've warned and have warned that if we keep letting these violent offenders get off, they'll cycle through and we'll get more of this. And that's what we're seeing in Towson. It's exactly what's happening in real time. What needs to happen? Well, after we check in with Chuck, I'll give you my take. Chuck?
All right. The Outer Loop Northeast side is still slow. Bel Air Road going over to Hartford Road, then Perrin Parkway. In that backup, there was a minor accident. And then in the last 10 minutes, there was a report of debris on the roadway on the Outer Loop at Perrin Parkway. I've been looking in that area, have not seen that, but there definitely is an impact on the northeast side coming over from Bel Air Road. It doesn't really get any better till we start up the hill towards Providence Road and then work our way over eventually towards Delaney Valley Road. And then we start to pick up a little speed, trying to get over eventually towards I-83. But it's pretty solid. And if you take all this into consideration, it's Bel Air Road all the way over towards 83 on the Outer Loop. Pikesville side, yep, through the Inner Loop at Greenspring, 795 down the west side, all the way to Frederick Road. We're still pushing a lot of traffic and still very slow southbound on the approaches to both the Harbor Tunnels. And it looks like they're still working on that wreck. This wreck happened at 315 this morning on I-270 southbound in Urbana, south of Frederick, on 270 southbound at Route 80. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy with the chance of a few scattered showers, high in the mid-60s with the overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, rain more likely, high in the upper 60s. So, yes, this isn't complicated. And this is what happens. It's a cycle. If there are no consequences and no order, well, I should say if there are no consequences, there is no order. And if there's no order, there's no safety. And what happens when there's no safety is exactly what we were talking about here, is that businesses leave and families stop coming. And this is exactly what we are seeing, ladies and gentlemen, in real time. So what we need first and foremost now, or else we're going to lose Towson completely, is zero tolerance for violence. Zero. Period. No more excuses. No explanations. We need consequences. Secondly, we need to fully fund law enforcement. Not just talk about it. Actually do it. Get the staffing levels up. Give officers the resources they need to do their jobs and keep people safe. Third, we need to stop pretending that this is a normal way to live. Stop pretending that this is normal and should be allowed, because it's not. Towson should not be a place where families feel anxious walking into a mall. It should not be a place where business owners are wondering if they're next to close. And it should not be a place where criminals, regardless of age, feel like they can act without consequence. Because at the end of the day, this comes down really to a simple principle, and that's the first responsibility. I've said it since the day I ran for public office. It's my number one priority as a candidate for the Baltimore County Council, that government, their first responsibility is public safety, not politics, not headlines, not these social experiments that we've seen pushed in Annapolis. Public safety, and right now that responsibility is being ignored, and the people of Baltimore County are paying the price. We have just a couple minutes left. I want to hear, John, and your take in Towson. Thank you for your patience and holding. John, go ahead. John, are you still with us? John, I think we lost you. John, you have 30 seconds to call back, and we'll take your call. But yes, that is my take on Towson. I am sick of seeing these negative headlines. Towson going viral for fights, juveniles fighting on the side of the road, outside of the apartment complex, carjacking in the news, going viral for stores like, well, not viral, I should say, in Baltimore County news and statewide news, when you see what is an economic driver of Baltimore County and a state economic driver, a place like Towson Mall, having Apple shut its doors. And what a mistake it was for them to unionize, by the way. Foolishness. With that said, Apple and Tommy Bahama, the luggage store that was there, I think, 18 years leaving. Stony River, which was a great restaurant, leaving. And then when you talk about Maryland in general, I mean, you're talking about, like I said, one of the most expensive states in the country to raise a child. When you pile on terrible public safety policy, terrible fiscal policy, the tax climate, what is it, 46th or 47th overall in tax competitiveness? Maryland is a high-income state, high-income tax state, piled on with county income taxes. 46, I think, 46, 47 cents per gallon in our gas tax, one of the highest in the country. Some of the highest and most expensive vehicle registration fees. The national average for property tax, we're well above the national average. Our corporate tax is above the national average. I think we're one of the only states with both an estate tax and an inheritance tax. I mean, when you look at these burdens placed upon the Maryland citizen, Maryland ranks, for example, one of the least affordable states in the entire country to retire for seniors or for anybody to retire. I mean, that is why you see Maryland rank 45th in the nation for domestic migration. I mean, this is a state that lost 2.3 million people from 2010 to 2023. 2.3 million people, 164,000 people left in 2022 and took $10.2 billion in income with them. Thank you all for tuning in. I'll be in the next week. I'm Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland. WCBM.